Phone Boy Speaks, episode 516. Cheap roaming leads to more usage.
In what is undoubtedly a puff piece on Fierce Wireless, T-Mobile is touting the fact that, well, when the fact that they're now giving away international data and reduced the voice roaming charges in, well, the 120 countries is what they said. And, well, that's actually caused people to use their phone internationally more often, which, you know, who would have thought? You make it cheaper and people might actually use it because – you know, I'm thinking about this right now because, you know, I travel internationally on a fairly regular basis. You know, my phone is not a T-Mobile phone. It's and the T-Mobile phones in the house are all on prepaid, so I'm not using the Simple Choice plan. Therefore, I cannot use the international roaming option. But let's face it. I mean, you know, okay, 2G data or, you know, 128 kilobits a second. It's not that fast, but if you're trying to look up something in Google Maps or, you know, do some very, very light stuff, it's actually not that bad. And, you know, in fact, you know, light social networking is probably fine. Checking your email real quick is fine. And, you know, anything that, you know, I mean, if you're going to stream Netflix or something, right, or maybe even have a Skype conversation, maybe you pay for one of the international data packages that they have, which, you know, and even those prices aren't bad. So I completely, you know, I think it's a good thing, right? And you know, of course, having to, you know, having some somebody write an article about it and tout some study that T-Mobile did to sort of prove what they already knew, which is people use their phone when it's cheaper. And, you know, and if you don't have to worry about the cost so much, then yeah, people are going to use it. And so, yeah, who would have thought you'd do that? You know, of course, there's other options than T-Mobile, but there's still, you know, they may not necessarily be as cheap. I mean, I'm looking at my TruePhone SIM, and in some places it's, you know, it's even TruePhone's not cheap, right, in some places. But it's, you know, of course it's easier because I know my TruePhone SIM will work anywhere. But you know, whatever, I don't know, you know, that whole international roaming thing just needs to go away. I mean, I understand it costs money, but it doesn't cost that much money. And, you know, all the carriers are making a ton of money on it, and it doesn't really cost them that much to provide the service. And yeah, they need to, you know, they need to pay for their infrastructure and stuff. And in fact, you know, in Europe, they're trying to do away with roaming entirely within, you know, if you happen to reside in Europe and you want to go to a different country, which, you know, for it's like in the US going to a different state in some cases, and there's different carriers and stuff. And so for them, it's a, you know, roaming's a real problem. For those of us in the US, you know, we did away with, you know, regional roaming for the most part. And, you know, unless you're on some really legacy old plan, but if you leave the country, oh my God, yeah, you might as well, you know, that among many, many other things in telecom need to be fixed. But, you know, so, I mean, I guess, you know, this T-Mobile article isn't telling me anything I don't already know, which is that, yeah, you know, T-Mobile is saving people money and people are using their phones a lot. What else is new?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.